From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Data recently released by the state showed the positive impact of tourism on the economies of both Columbia and Greene counties. The report, issued by Empire State Development, found that 8.5% of Columbia County's labor force was supported by visitors in 2017, more than any other county in the Hudson Valley. That same year, the county reported a 10% increase in visitor spending, the largest increase of any county in the Hudson Valley region. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "I am extremely pleased with the work our tourism department is doing, and I'm especially pleased with the success that the county tourism industry, businesses, and organizations continue to achieve," end quote. Greene County relies heavily on tax revenue from tourism, with the industry generating $11.3 million in 2017. That revenue saved county households an average of more than $1,200 in taxes to maintain the same level of government spending, according to the report. Greene County Tourism Director Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "We are very happy with the numbers Greene County showed. We saw a 7.8% increase in visitor spending. That is a great increase," end quote. Next to traveler spending on second homes, lodging was the item travelers spent the most on in 2017, at $43.6 million, according to the report. Greene County recorded the highest percentage of tourism-generated employment in the Catskill region, which includes Delaware, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Tourism generated $47.3 million in direct labor income last year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund is reporting the major party candidates in the 19th congressional district race will face off in a forum focused on environmental issues August 29th. First-term Congressman John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, and challenger Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, will participate in the event sponsored by the League, the Friends of the Upper Delaware River, the Coalition for the Delaware River Watershed, and the Delaware Highlands Conservancy. The forum will focus on efforts at the federal, local, and state levels to protect the Delaware River watershed. According to the League, the watershed provides drinking water to 15 million people and is responsible for 600,000 jobs and $22 billion in annual economic activity. The event will be held in the Western Hotel's Grand Ballroom in Calicoon, 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 29th. David Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee rejected a resolution at a special meeting August 13th that called on the county to foot a portion of the bill for the placement of school resource officers in three of the county's school districts. The resolution specified that four officers be assigned to the Cairo-Durham, Windham-Ashland-Jewett, and Greenville Central School Districts for a three-year term beginning September 1st, continuing through June 30, 2021. The officers would be placed in the schools for security purposes and I quote, "to act as role models for students," end quote, according to the resolution. Under the proposal, each district would contribute $55,000 for each officer, while the county would contribute $31,000 to cover the cost of benefits for each of them. Public Safety Chairman William Lawrence, a Republican representing Cairo, said the Catskill and Coxsackie Athens districts currently employ school resource officers. Hunter Tannersville declined to participate in the program. Lawrence said school resource officers are certified in the use of firearms. They have arrest powers and they report to a supervisor at the sheriff's office. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley was disappointed with the outcome of the vote, but he remains committed to having a school resource officer ready to serve once the school year begins, Zuckerman writes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers have delayed a vote on a proposed law to ban the use of plastic bags. On August 14th, the measure was sent to the legislators' Energy and Environment Committee for further review after legislator Tracy Bartels requested a formal environmental review of the proposed ban. Bartel said comments made by the Food Industry Alliance raised the need for a state Environmental Quality Review Act review. She said while she believed the ban would have passed if it had been put to a vote, she wanted to be certain the law would not face frivolous challenges. Bartel said, and I quote, "I'm really proceeding out of an abundance of caution," end quote. The Bring Your Own Bag Act would ban the use of single-use plastic shopping bags in Ulster County, require stores to charge 5 cents for recyclable paper bags provided to customers, and fine stores that violate the law. Restaurants located outside of grocery stores, supermarkets, convenience stores, or food marts would be exempt. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.